Joined right now in the studio by Joseph Meagle, Artistic Director for the Process Series at UNC, and Heather, I just blanked on how to pronounce your last name, Tatro?
It's Tatro.
Tatro, okay, I got it right, who is going to be choreographing, curating, actually, the first event in the Process Series, which is opening this weekend, Friday and Saturday. It's called the Lamentation Variation Project, and it's just one of many very cool events and performances that are coming up throughout the school year as part of the Process Series. So thank you so much for joining us, both of you.
Thank you for having us.
So, Joseph, let me begin with you. Tell us, for those of you, for those people out there who don't know, tell us about the Process Series. What is it? What does it entail?
Yeah, I think we've been one of the best-kept secrets at UNC. This is our eighth year, and it started 8 years ago with the idea that artists often need a place to work, to develop new work, to find a place, a space where they can cogitate, where they can develop, where they can incubate. And the work I've done before I came to UNC was as a new play director in a theater in New Jersey called the Playwrights Theater of New Jersey. And I wanted to take that type of work and bring it to the campus and actually make visible what is usually invisible, how artists create things. And so we started 8 years ago, and this is our eighth season of works, and we bring in artists from all over the country and allow them a residency for about a week usually, and they then present what they've worked on, often both before they get here and during their stay here, for two nights to an audience that we invite for free, both through the university and the community.
So these are going to be works in process, hence the name, and some of the coolest pieces that I've heard of or seen before. And we'll talk about some of the highlights for the whole series for 2015-2016 in a couple of minutes, but I want to turn to Heather Tatro. Lamentation Variation Project is the title of this performance that's coming up in Girard Hall this Friday and Saturday. But Heather, what brought you to the Process Series in the first place?
Well, I teach the modern dance courses on campus, and within my coursework, I always provide choreography projects for my students to work on. And last year, when Martha Graham Dance Company came through, one of the things they've been working on is bringing in new and upcoming choreographers to come and create new variations on a classic solo that Martha Graham did called Lamentation. Mm-hmm. So kind of inspired by that visit and talking to their new artistic director, I created a project within my classes where the students had an opportunity to participate in this variations on Lamentation. And this kind of grew into then proposing it as a student process series. This is the first dance student process series that has happened on campus, and it's really exciting because there's a lot of buzz on campus about, you know, creating a dance minor, and a lot of dancers on campus that don't have as many performance opportunities as they'd like, and this gives them an opportunity to work with faculty members to work on some choreography and get some feedback also from the audience so they can grow as artists.
So between choreographers and dancers, how many people are involved in this one?
We have about 15 dancers participating in this project.
And I just want to say that one thing we've done since the beginning is every year we feature one student work. Mm-hmm. It's a way of sort of honoring the practice of art that goes on campus, and saying that our student, and some of the most exciting events year after year have been the student work. So, and as Heather just said, dance is woefully absent, you know, throughout the campus. We don't have that many spaces. The Process Series is hoping to continue sort of a development process of raising money for a performance lab space where dance would be a normal place to, where dance would be a place to happen and further develop it. I know that the Carolina Performing Arts will also be developing spaces that will be places for dances to happen, and I think more dance on campus is a really important, you know, progression in what we're doing in the arts.
I'm speaking with Joseph Meagle. Heather Tatro, again, Lamentation Variation Project is the title of this piece. It's coming up Friday and Saturday at Girard Hall, part of the process, the UNC Chapel Hill Process Series. This is the first one of the 2015-2016 season. And you mentioned it, and it's absolutely true. We think about the university as being the place, but it's also from the students that you get the freshest, the most exciting, the cutting-edge performances. So as many opportunities as we can give students to be at the center of this is terrific. And you think about Carolina Performing Arts, they have these performances that come through, and members of the community are like, oh, cool, Carolina Performing Arts, we get to go to the theater and see this performance. But behind the scenes, what we don't see and what we don't hear about is the extent to which those performers that are coming into Chapel Hill are working with the students, and out of that comes something like this some months later.
Very often when an artist comes here from outside, we open rehearsals to certain student groups, to certain classes, the upcoming event, and So We Walked, written and performed by Delana Studi, who's a Cherokee actress, who's walking along the Trail of Tears and getting oral histories and putting them all together. She's also going to visit with our Native American program, the American Indian Center, that is co-sponsoring this event with us, and we'll be actually visiting. We have a new class in Cherokee, and those students will be visiting with Delana and hearing about her experience creating this work.
Very cool. And that's the second performance in the process series. So just sort of continuing in that vein, what are the other highlights of the series over the year?
Well, I think diversity and interdisciplinarity has been sort of our interest and our focus, giving voice to artists who sometimes don't get a lot of attention paid to them. Our next, after And So We Walk, the Trail of Tears project, we're featuring a play by Anne Garcia Romero called Mary Domingo, and this play it's about an early feminist struggle for this woman to find her own voice in the late 19th century, and it deals with both American and Latino issues. After that, we've been featuring since last year a work by a faculty member as well, because often we don't realize the power of the artistry of many of our faculty. And the lowest form of poetry is coming from Lee Weisert and Matthew McClure from the music department. And they're creating a music piece that also uses lasers and multimedia, and just sort of is interrogating the meaning of all of that and how when they're put together like that. So that's called The Lowest Form of Poetry. That will be in March. And then a very exciting project to end the series in April, Help Me to Find My People. This is from a scholar, Heather Andrea Williams, who was a scholar at UNC, who studied... basically studied what happened to black Americans after slavery, mm-hmm. when they were trying to find their family. And she wrote this book, Help Me to Find My People. And Tony Award-winning playwright Nicole Salter has been commissioned by one of our professors, Kathy Perkins, in the Department of Drama, to write a play based on Heather's book. And that first draft of that play will be featured at the end of the series in April. So I think the diversity of voices and art and, like I say, the hybridness of the work is very exciting, and we're allowing that work to have a place where sometimes it's hard to find mm-hmm. Places for those pieces to be developed.
So many cool pieces, and again, the multimedia aspect of all of these is so cool as well. Processseries.unc.edu is the website if you're listening and you want to know more. Performances are at 8 p.m., all of them, including this Friday and Saturday, the Lamentation Variation Project. That's going to be in Girard Hall. There are other performances in other places as the series goes on, but processseries.unc.edu. edu, and they're all free, right?
They're all free.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me turn it back to Heather. You mentioned the origin of this is the Martha Graham solo Lamentation.
Right.
What is it about that solo that people ought to know? Because this is sort of historically mm-hmm. significant as well.
Yeah, it is. This was one of the, you know, main dances that really established modern dance as, you know, a major dance form in America. And it's a very short solo. It kind of takes dance in a new direction in our country. And it was really done to sort of embody grief. Martha Graham stated that she wasn't dancing about grief, she was trying to embody grief. And so this is a big task, especially for college students to kind of undertake that idea. So they've all watched the video. Some of them were able to go to the performance last year when she came and even get some feedback from the artistic director. So that was a nice way that we intersected with some professional touring companies. And then they created their own variations. And the idea was not to mimic anything about this classic solo. And some of them are duets, some are ensemble pieces. Some of them use music, some use text or silence, some use props. So there are a lot of different ways that they're using movement and all the theatrical elements to get their message across.
And it's all that, same embodying grief mm-hmm. sort of as the approach and then just going
right.
from there.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's your role? I started to call you the choreographer and then I had to
right.
stop myself and say curator because it's the student
right.
choreography, but what is curating?
Yeah, so I am a choreographer, but that wasn't my role for this. Mm. My role is to really inspire the dancers to you know, own the work, be the choreographers, and then I kind of give them some input along the way, give them some guidance. I've been at some of the rehearsals so that I've been sort of, you know, when they get stuck, I give them some suggestions or, you know, let them know how it's reading, maybe possibly to an audience, and is that really what you're going for, kind of pushing them on those things, which we don't always have the time to do in the limited amount of courses that we offer. So this has been a really nice project for me as a faculty member, too, to get some more time with the students to really develop some artistic projects, and they're just running with it, and they're doing such an amazing job.
Very cool, and that's
yeah.
what the future dance minor would enable more
exactly.
of, right? Yeah.
One of the unique aspects of the process series is the conversation we have with the artists afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of times you go to a performance and you have a talk back where you ask the artist questions. In the process series, we kind of insist that the artist asks the audience questions because mm-hmm. we think it's important that they get to hear what's being received. And again, this is, I want to make the distinction, this is not somebody's opinion about what should be changed or how one should create art, but more about what they felt or mm-hmm. what they experienced or what hit them.
What's yeah.
conveyed. And I think those conversations can be very helpful. And again, for the students, I think that will be a unique experience
right.
to hear reflections on their dance work that they created from an audience in terms of what they received.
Awesome. Again, that's going to be this weekend, September 25th and 26th. That's Friday, Saturday, Girard Hall, 8 p.m. It's free. This is going to be a terrific, terrific event. And again, it's the first of many performances in the Process Series. So head online and visit processseries.unc.edu to get more information. Joseph, Heather, thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything else that people need to know?
I do want to say we're doing this special thing this year that we've never done before. We have an amazing art MFA program, and we're actually having an exhibition in November aligned with Help Me to Find My People, an exhibition of UNC MFA grads, alumni, who have created art since, and we're calling the show Eureka. It will be at the Alcott Gallery, which is right on UNC's campus. So if you do, sign up on our website, you'll get that information, and you'll certainly find out more details about that as we go.
Very cool. Again, processseries.unc.edu. Check it out. Get information. Head to Girard Hall this Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m. Lamentation Variation Project. Not to be missed. Joseph, Heather, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.